Bitfinex poised for recovery in $7. 4 billion Bitcoin hack case. Key points: U.S. government filing identifies Bitfinex as the sole eligible victim for restitution in the 2016 hack, potentially streamlining the recovery of 120,000 stolen Bitcoin, now worth $7. 4 billion. Bitfinex's LEO token surged 14% following the news, as the exchange's recovery plans include obligations to token holders and potential benefits for UNIS said LEO token holders. Bitfinex named sole victim in major crypto hack. A recent U.S. government filing has designated Bitfinex as the only entity eligible for restitution in connection with the infamous 2016 hack. The cyberattack resulted in the theft of approximately 120,000 Bitcoin, which at today's valuation amounts to a staggering $7.4 billion. The document states, the government is not aware of any person who qualifies as a victim under the CVRA or for restitution under the MVRA, beyond perhaps Bitfinex, the victim virtual currency exchange, victim VCE. This declaration positions Bitfinex as the primary affected party in one of the largest security breaches in crypto history. The aftermath and recovery efforts. Following the 2016 hack, Bitfinex took the controversial step of reducing all customer account balances by 36% to distribute the losses. As compensation, the exchange issued BFX tokens to affected customers, which could be sold, redeemed, or exchanged. By April 2017, all BFX tokens had been redeemed, with some customers opting for shares in iFinex, Bitfinex's parent company. Bitfinex has been actively collaborating with law enforcement agencies to recover the stolen assets. A major breakthrough came in February 2022 when U.S. authorities seized 94,643 BTC connected to the hack, valued at approximately $3.6 billion at the time. The seized funds, now worth $5.8 billion, may be returned to Bitfinex pending the conclusion of the case. In July 2023, Bitfinex reported receiving $312,219.71 in cash and 6,917 Bitcoin Cash, BCH, from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security as part of ongoing recovery efforts. The exchange has outlined plans to use recovered funds to redeem recovery right tokens, RRTs, issued after the 2016 incident and, after fulfilling these obligations, allocate up to 80% of any remaining assets to UNIS said LEO token holders. Market impact and future implications. The news of Bitfinex being named the sole victim eligible for restitution has had a notable impact on the market. The exchange's LEO token jumped 14% to $6.85 following the release of the documents, reflecting investor optimism about the potential recovery of funds. While UNIS said LEO token holders won't directly receive recovered Bitcoin, they may benefit indirectly through the token's burn mechanism and increased value if Bitfinex successfully recovers and utilizes the stolen funds as outlined in their plans. The determination that Bitfinex is the sole victim for restitution purposes may streamline the legal process, focusing efforts on returning assets to the exchange. This development could set a precedent for how large-scale cryptocurrency hacks are handled in the future, potentially providing a framework for asset recovery and victim compensation in the evolving digital asset landscape.